Welcome, everybody. Share number 1338 in the writing. It's share number 490, 490. Getting back to our halachas of Netilas Yadayim. Okay, so the question is like this. Many times one wakes up in the middle of the night and they have to relieve themselves after use the bathroom. The question is now, what do you do? What is the procedure? Do you have to wash Negavasa, not wash Negavasa? What, when, and where? So the question comes up, how should they work in conjunction with washing their hands? And before the bathroom, after, and so on. Okay, so in reference to Negavasa itself, according to the halacha, halacha lemaisa, one only has to wash, quote unquote, what we call negavasa, when one is awake, one awakens from their nightly sleep in the morning. That's the halacha. You get up in the morning, you wash negavasa immediately. If one has to relieve themselves in the middle of the night, or they wake up for any other purpose, person might want to take a drink or whatever the case is, people wake up in the middle of the night. So you don't have to wash negavasa every time you wake up. Okay, it's only when you wake up in the morning that when you're done with the sleep, you wake up from your nightly sleep. The final awakening, if you want to call it. If one has to relieve themselves, for example, in the middle of the night, and they are going right back to bed. So when they're done, they should wash their hands, right? They should wash their hands like they normally do when they come out of the bathroom. However, whatever way one washes their hands when they come out of the bathroom, that's how they should do it. There's some people are makbid to wash three times, some people once, whatever the case is. Some people only under the faucet without a cup. Okay, but be it as it may, you wash your hands the regular way like you do in the middle of the day, and you do not have to wash the official negavasser, alternately three times back and forth. Now, you come out, you wash your hands, and you make ashiyatzar. That's all. You make an ashiyatzar. You do have to be careful. One should be careful not to touch any openings of the body. We've spoken about in the past. For example, be careful not to rub your eyes, right? You did not wash negavasser, meaning there's still rachra on the hands. Halachically, you don't have to wash negavasser, but still, you have to be careful not to rub your eyes. Don't scratch it. Stick your hand in the ear, the nose or whatever. And no open parts of the body should be touched because of the Ruach Ra, and it's a dangerous thing like we've discussed in the past. Now, one does not make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim at that point. I want to make that clear also. A person should know also, even though whether you did wash Negavasa or not wash Negavasa at night, you wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. We said you don't have to, but even if one did, you don't make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, that's for sure. That's across the board. One does make the bracha of Asher Yotzer. Now, I've heard this question. People have asked me in the past, do I have to make Asher Yotzer? I went to bathroom in the middle of the night. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down, the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings this case down, and he says that make Asher Yotzer right away. You can't wait till the morning because of the fact the person wakes up in the morning, they'll have to use the bathroom again, right? Usually a person wakes up from their sleep, they have to use the bathroom. So even if a person's going to say, well, I'm waking up in another hour, I woke up 4 o'clock to use it to relieve myself, but I'm waking up at 5 o'clock after. It doesn't make a difference. One goes to the bathroom, you have to make an Asher Yotzer. That's it. Finish the case, close. As soon as they come out of the bathroom, one should make an Asher Yotzer, not to push it off for when they wake up. Now, the question comes up at any time, not just middle of the night, but if when one relieved themselves, they went to the bathroom, this could be middle of the day also, and they forgot to make an Asher Yotzer. So what do you do, right? Are you still allowed to make an Asher Yotzer? I realize a half hour later, I forgot to make an Asher Yotzer. So then you have to make the Asher Yotzer as soon as you remember. As soon as you remember to make the Asher Yotzer, you have to make the Asher Yotzer. Now, the only issue is, in reference to the halachas of Asher Yotzer, once one has an urge to go to the bathroom again, to relieve themselves again, then they can no longer make the Asher Yotzer. That's the halach of, not just in the middle of the night, but any time. Right? A person goes to the bathroom, and let's say they're supposed to make Asher Yotzer right away. Mishnah Berurah talks about make sure anytime, make sure you make the Asher Yotzer right away, because in fact, you might forget, and you might have an urge to go to the bathroom again, and then the person loses it. Once you feel you have to go to the bathroom again, you can't say, oh, well, I just remembered an hour and a half ago I went to the bathroom. I forgot the Asher Yotzer. It's too late. So one should be careful in that instance. The Mechaber brings out make two Asher Yotzer at that point, but we paskin that bottom line is you make the Asher Yotzer if you feel you have to use the bathroom again, because you forgot to make Asher Yotzer when you went an hour or two ago, whatever, so that it's too late, a person would lose the Asher Yotzer at that time. But as long as they don't feel an urge to go to the bathroom again, right? They went to the bathroom half hour later, whatever, I don't have any urge to go. I just remembered I forgot to make Asher Yotzer, so you would be allowed allowed to still make the Asher Yatzar as soon as you remember, again, as long as you don't have an urge to relieve yourself again. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha Baruch Kol Tov.